Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Golden Ratio Podcast. I am Jen, GR Mom, joined as always by GR Dad.
Hi.
How's it going, GR Dad?
Fine.
Excellent, excellent. The cocktail of the week this week is the Pantera Rosa, which is a good name. It means pink
red
panther.
Pantera.
Panther.
Pink panther, pink like panther. The... Dun-dun, dun-dun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is honestly more red than pink. Oh, did you hear that little sound that Zola just made?
What are you doing?
The Pantera Rosa has raspberries, gin, limoncello, lemon juice, and simple syrup. That'd be real tasty.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of sweet things in it, which I
it
like.
It would be very sweet drink. Yeah.
I like this. Actually, it kind of hurts my tooth just to think about it, but not in a bad way.
I got nothing for administrative corner. How about you?
No.
Actually, we should do item one. We didn't do podcast last week, and we're doing this podcast early because I haven't been home.
We're doing this early, not late?
Well, it's emerged. It is late for last week and early for this week.
Wow. It's a twofer.
I guess.
It straddles the weeks.
I guess if there's like major happenings in the next few days, we could do an additional one on Friday.
Stands astride the weeks. But you don't think Zola being cute is major enough, I guess.
I'm going to give you all the permission to say that you need.
Fair enough.
So that's it. Sorry we missed last week. It was busy. It's time for dog updates. We have been out of town for like a week and GR Dog Sitter was here, which was exciting. And I'm sure... challenging for her in a variety of ways, dealing with all these dogs by herself. So we don't actually have a ton of dog updates, but Zola today finally went in the water.
That's an update. That was exciting.
Yeah, you want to talk about it? Because you caught it on film.
Yeah, she didn't exactly swim, but she walked into the water as though she was kind of dog paddling.
Little arms stuck way out in front of her.
Sticking her arms out looking for the water. And then kind of put him down like she was going to swim, but then actually managed to step on the ground. And so she went, did a little loop, came back out, went back in, did another little loop. I mean, I think if the water's deeper and she can't touch bottom, I think she'll dog paddle. I'm a little worried she'll just sink. But, you know, I'm right there.
She won't sink.
I don't know. She's my little baby.
None of them have ever sunk.
I know. Well, it's always a first. She seems very tentative.
No.
You're confident.
Yeah. She knows how to swim.
Okay.
That's it. We just haven't been here, so we have no dog updates. Did you have anything like when I was gone? Like before you joined me for being gone?
No, everyone seems fine. I mean, Feta and Zola are chomping on each other 10 hours a day, which is great.
It's great. This is exactly
what
I predicted.
It's great for everyone else. And mm-hmm. It's still, because Remy still comes under the desk sometimes and hides.
Yeah.
So I think everyone's glad that there's mutual chomping. They do zoomies together. They do chomping. This age gap seems to be working really well.
Yeah,
frankly.
It's great. It's great.
Feta is teaching Zola to eat trees, you know, chase the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And Zola is freaking adorable.
She's
about
so
it
cute.
Because she's still kind of ungainly and gawky,
yeah,
but very enthusiastic.
Indeed.
So she just kind of flings her paws in a direction and goes a certain way or leads, like throws her head to the right and then runs to the right. It's very funny. She's very cute about all this
stuff.
She's
super cute.
Yeah. And she eats everything. Rocks, seeds, nuts. I think she's chasing like bugs when we let her out at night.
Oh, that
there's
could
something.
Be.
She's like pouncing on the lawn. So I don't know what it is. Could be lizards out here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Any other?
Everyone else seems to have survived the dog sitter experience.
She's
emotionally
great.
And
yep.
Physically intact.
Yep, yep.
Everyone was pleased to see us, but not like we've been tortured pleased to see us.
That's true.
They all seem to be in good health. And well fed. So yay.
Indeed.
Yay, GR Dog Sitter.
I will say my tangential dog update is that, well, I don't know, 10 days ago when I left, I went out to California to do the Panetta Lecture Series, which if you're in California, you probably know what that is. But it's put on by the Panetta Institute, named after Leon Panetta, who was Secretary of Defense and Director of the CIA and in the House of Representatives. And now he runs this institute.
Amazing career, actually.
Yeah, really And it turns out he also is a golden retriever guy. He used
amazing.
To used to bring his golden retriever to the Pentagon every day when he was Secretary of Defense.
Best boss ever.
And when I met him, I spent all day there, and I was like, so, you know, I have 6 golden retrievers, and he seemed thoroughly unimpressed. He's just like, when you talk to people who have had positions of like that much power, they really have no time for anything that's like not on their agenda. Like, he was very nice, but he also just like was not going to chit chat with me about dogs. But when we were done with everything, he's like, do you want to come meet the dog? Because the dog was there at the, and I was like, I 100% want to come meet the dog.
Yeah.
So I did, and he was a very good, very rambunctious young boy, like pulling on that leash like nobody's business.
It's good to know even Panetta hasn't trained his dog any better than we have.
So that was good. So I've got a picture with me and Leon Panetta's dog, and Leon Panetta is also in the picture. But
yes,
I really
just handsome dog, a very handsome dog,
very handsome golden. Yeah.
Solo's going to the vet tomorrow, so we'll have more weight updates.
Yes, she's going to get her next
official weigh-in.
Indeed.
Yep. Vank's going again on Wednesday to get one of her
chemo.
Poisons.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it for dog updates. Under ramblings, I will say the 5,000 people sent me a link to the new dog skeleton companion of the 12-foot Home Depot skeleton.
Yes.
So everybody knows I actually have 2 12-foot Home Depot skeletons, though I think I'm going to find a new home for one of them because I don't think I need 2. Two did not double my joy.
We could have them fight, and the loser can go, you know, we'll submerge him half in the water. He'll be coming out of the water or something. Yeah, he'll be underwater reaching for boats.
Mm.
There'll just be hands coming out, but if someone shines a flashlight down there, they'll have a whole skeleton reaching for them. It's awesome.
Well, in any case, Home Depot this year is releasing a dog that is proportional to
also skeleton
also skeleton dog with light up blue eyes that is proportional to the 12-foot skeleton, so it's like his little friend, which is pretty nice. I don't think I'm gonna get one. I don't actually want that much Halloween decor at my house, though I do love them. And some people are like, you need 6. I think they're gonna be like $300 a piece. So.
Oh my god, really?
I mean, the skeleton was 300.
Skeleton was $300.
Yeah. I know.
Wow. Yep. We should submerge it. We got to get some use out of that thing.
So I probably won't get the dog, but I do love the dog, and I appreciate everybody sending it to me because it is very relevant to my interests.
Why don't we just paint black bones on Brody, and then he'll be a skeleton dog.
Usually the bones are white.
Look, you do what you can. Yeah, what you enough. Got. We don't have a black dog.
We
with
could just
white
get him
bones.
A little suit. All right. Taste of the Keys this week from Keys Weekly. Disgruntled former employee arrested for setting fire at Key Largo restaurant.
Whoa.
A week after a Key Largo restaurant was left with a shattered glass door and carpet doused with gasoline, the Monroe County Sheriff's Office arrested a former employee on charges of arson, burglary, and criminal mischief. Terry Wayne Moore, 51, of Key Largo, broke into the Pilot House restaurant and marina and set multiple fires, MCSO said. On Friday, he remained locked up at the county jail on Stock Island without bond. He's due in court on April 9th. The investigation revealed Moore was a disgruntled former employee and the suspect. A warrant was issued for his arrest, and he was taken to jail on Thursday.
That's like a category. Check the box for disgruntled former employee.
Yeah. They found evidence that multiple fires at the business had been intentionally lit. A neighbor next door had reported hearing a loud banging around 4. Is that you making that sound?
No.
Oh, no. The egg maker is making sounds.
Whoa.
Patreons and subscribers on Twitter are going to get a whole tour of our egg machine that's making that little jingling sound in the background.
Cute. I didn't realize it made that sound.
It does. I know that because last time you made eggs with it, you were outside and I turned it off. Anyway, there were no injuries. Key Largo Fire Department did respond, but there were no injuries. Huh. So there you go.
Want me to go turn it off?
Or
did
sure.
it turn off itself?
I didn't get it to turn off, so maybe you should. Okay, you're back.
I picked up a feta.
I see that.
I'm touching all 3 brown dogs now.
Tell us the German word of the week and put that mic near your mouth.
Here's another taste of the keys. It's real quick.
Oh, okay.
Woman arrested for fleeing. A 35-year-old Key West, Florida woman driving erratically on Big Pine Key and fleeing from the sheriff's office was arrested on Saturday. So Saturday at 2:25 p.m., The sheriff's office observed her driving a VW sedan on the grass at high speed, at a high rate of speed on Key Deer Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't have been on the grass. There's a road.
No. Nope.
She did not stop and continued to swerve from the road and back to the grass. At one point, she waved her middle finger at the deputy, attempting to pull her over. She nearly struck a Key Deer before finally stopping on Pensacola Road.
I gotta say, man, if you're on Key Deer Boulevard, it is not surprising that there are a fuckload of Key Deer there.
Yeah. Then she ran towards the sheriff's office patrol car, screaming that she hates police while refusing orders to stop. Oh. She told the deputy to shoot her while continuing to scream while pulling away and resisting during attempts to place her in custody.
Yikes.
That's the rest of the, that's the entire report.
So she was arrested. I believe she was taken to jail.
Yes, she was charged with fleeing and eluding and resisting arrest, which is interesting.
She was not charged with drunk driving?
No.
Not yet.
They don't have anything on her,
apparently.
Didn't
get those results back yet.
Maybe she was just mad. She was maybe angry. Which, there you go.
Okay.
You know, I'm glad she didn't hit that Key Deer.
Me too.
Also, don't drive on the grass.
Yeah. What's the German word of the week?
Oh, yes. It is Doppelhaushälfte.
Double house.
Half.
Half.
So it's a...
Is it a duplex?
It's a half a duplex. So it's a unit in a duplex.
Yeah.
It's a double house, which is a duplex.
Yeah.
Half.
Nice. So,
I don't know what you'd call it here. Half of a duplex? One side of a duplex? Just your house? Your home?
Yeah.
Your door?
Interesting.
Anyway, Doppelhaushälfte sounds very, sort of, very put together.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Combined.
Okay. This is a quick podcast because we haven't been with the dogs for a whole week. Do you have anything you'd like to say for Ingo Corner?
No, I appreciate everyone's tweets and well wishes and nice things that everyone says about us and the dogs. And belated happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, indeed. All right, everyone. Hopefully next week we'll have lots more to report and we won't be as exhausted. And
but nothing bad.
No, it's just going to be like good, happy dog news.
Rather be boring than sad.
Yeah, well, that's certainly true.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And until next time, Slava Ukraini, and don't bite anyone unless they ask you to.
That's right. I'm looking at you, Zola.
Bye.
Bye.